Blackstone Audio presents A Match for Marcus Sinster by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Matthew Brenner. Prologue. April 1849. The Carrick Estate. Dumfries and Galloway, Scotland.
Miss Nineveh? Are you there?
Nineveh Carrick looked up from the silky head of the deerhound she was stroking. Recognizing the speaker's voice, she inwardly sighed. Crouched in a pen, halfway down old Egan's barn, she was hidden from Ferguson's sight. For one fleeting instant, she was tempted to stay where she was, safe in her refuge surrounded by her hounds. But as ever, duty called. Called, hauled, and had her straightening, brushing pieces of hay from her riding habit's skirts. The pen's walls had been raised to keep the hounds contained. She lifted her head and peeked over toward the front of the barn.
I'm here. What's the matter?
Ferguson, the butler at Carrick Manor, saw her and strode deeper into the barn. A middle-aged man, upright and sober, he was one of the clan elders.
It's Mr. Nolan.
Although Nineveh's older brother Nolan had succeeded to the title of Laird of Clan Carrick on the death of their father, Mannequin Carrick, some 10 months before, clan members had yet to change the way they referred to Nolan, a telling point to Nineveh's mind. Ferguson halted before the pen in which she stood and fixed his gaze on her face.
Sean sent word that Mr. Nolan's worse than ever. Ranting and raving.